Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Good morning, everyone. We got a little bit of a late start there. Something weird happened. We couldn't connect. But anyway, we are here. This is live. That's what happens when you do stuff live. Film Festival Radio Show here, and we are continuing our salute and our chat with some of the advancing singers from the mega hit show, The Voice. And on the line with us right now is somebody who's moving right along. We're talking about Darius Scott. Team Pharrell Williams. Hi, good morning, Darius.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Well, now that we are all on the air and we're not scrambling, I'm just great to hear your voice, your speaking voice, your singing voice. And, man, to further speak of singing, Darius, you just knocked everybody out last night. What was that all about? I mean, that was just a great rendition of George Benson classic song. I mean, what were your thoughts when you got up there and took that microphone?
I really just wanted to do the song justice. It's a song that I've been singing for a long time. I don't know. I'm such a big George Benson fan, and my goal going in was just make sure you do the song justice. Make sure that when, you know, the people hear that, you know, I'm not doing too many embellishments or anything, just sing the song. Because the song is such a feel-good song that I really just wanted the people to kind of enjoy the groove and the moment, much less, you know, all the acrobatics. So, I hope I was successful. Pharrell, you know, advanced me to the next round. So to him, I was successful. But, you know, there's also a public watching. So I hope I was able to get that point across last night.
I think you did so quite well. I was just reading in the LA Times a really nice recap of last night's show. And you passed with them both flying colors. You did. So some of the coaches, I understand from this article, compared your sound to that of two saxophones with extra notes. That's what the article says. So I know that should start your morning off quite well to know that.
Yeah, that's incredible.
So, okay, you competed against Morgan Frazier. We talked with Morgan yesterday morning. So after all of this was over, both of you, you know, landed on your feet. So, whenever the contestants compete against each other, I know you guys are like one big family. So when the competition is over for that day or that night, what do you guys do? Do you give each other a hug, a handshake, and say good job? Or what is it like after the cameras are turned off?
Well, After the knockouts, the backstory is me and Morgan was one of the first people I met on the show, so we developed a pretty close relationship pretty early on in the process. So obviously we saw that we were going against each other in the knockouts, and we looked at each other like, oh, crap, this is happening. And then after we got past that moment, she was able to secure a steal. It was just it was a celebratory moment. I didn't get to see her right after she got stolen because I had to go off and do, you know, interviews and all the other stuff. But once we got back to a central location, we were able to, you know, celebrate one another. And, of course, like, you know, we celebrate each other, you know, on social media and, you know, via text message and all of that. So it's good that we have this family dynamic going on so that, you know, when, you know, there's moments of victory, we can celebrate, and when there's moments of defeat, we can still, you know, have a good camaraderie with one another.
Absolutely. Well, now I understand, in addition to being a powerful singer, that you're also a very talented graphic artist, graphic designer, I should say, for a major fashion brand. But you studied in France, so did you study art in France or something else? Or what did you study in France?
I studied fashion, and I also studied French. I studied French in college, and I went to Paris to study kind of like the business French, so how to speak it in, you know, in the workplace, and because I really wanted to go into fashion, so I thought it was important that I learn how to speak business, you know, outside of on American soil. Like, I wanted to be able to have the same kind of conversations in France, talking about the clothes. So it was a great experience, and something that I brought back with me to the States, that I'll never forget. I'll never forget that experience. So,
I bet that immersion approach for studying a foreign language is always, I've heard, the best way to do it. And then you have the culture,
the
people,
the best
way. And the food and wine.
And the wine. I can't complain about that at all.
Oh, no. Well, okay. You've got these dual talents here as a singer and, you know, a graphic designer, art, all of that. So which came first for you earlier in life? Was it the music or the artistic side or what?
It was definitely the music. My parents really encouraged from the first time they saw that I had any type of ability musically for me to kind of dive, you know, straight in. I had a drum set, like, probably before I could walk well. Like, I wanted to play instruments from as early as I can remember. So my parents kind of just let me do what I wanted, provided that I, you know, kept up my grades in school and, you know, I wasn't out here being, you know, disrespectful or a bad seed or something. So they kind of just let me run whenever I had an interest in a new instrument. My dad, you know, the way he would do it is he would take me, like, to the pawn shop first and get, you know, an affordable one that I could learn on. And when I got really good, they would, you know, have the celebratory Guitar Center trip and I'd go and pick out, you know, a more expensive instrument to add to my collection. So my parents were really, really supportive. And my parents are both pretty artistic. My dad is a general contractor and dabbles in architecture. So he encouraged that artistic side. My mom's an educator, which she's always trying to inspire an artistic lifestyle in the kids that she teaches. So I had it all around me from very, very early on. So I'm just glad that I kept at it and that they decided to foster it.
And now here you are. So,
right.
You're to audition for The Voice, had you parked the music altogether and then you were just, you know, dealing with, you know, being a graphic designer or what prompted you to bring the music out of retirement?
Well, the music never really left. I mean, I kind of stopped being, you know, Darius the artist, like, that was in the forefront and kind of worked in the background as a music producer, as a vocal arranger, as a composer. I decided to kind of do that just because I had given up on the singing part for a while. I mean, I was still singing. You know, I would get called to do background gigs, and I would do those gigs, but I wasn't really focused on being the solo artist until about the end of 2014. And I decided just randomly one morning, I walked in my mom's room, I was like, I'm going to record my album. And I was like, I have all the equipment to do it. By that point, my parents had just really poured into me, and I had my own studio at home. So I was like, I'm just going to record my album and see what happens. And I got really good traction off of it. And that started to push me back in the direction of music. So I never really retired it. I just kind of changed the focus a little bit and started to focus more. And, you know, as you get older, you have goals financially, too. And I was like, I don't want to let my good college degree go to waste.
Sure.
So I decided to apply for a job just to make life easier for my parents so that I could support myself financially and have a 401k and a plan for retirement. All that sounds crazy at 24 years old, but you think about those things, you know, you think about your posterity if you're a responsible adult. So I started to think along those lines, and music producers, you know, oftentimes make more money than singers. So I would take the producing gigs over the vocal gigs just because, you know, you have residual income as a producer and a songwriter. So I was thinking about those things from a very practical perspective, and then I just decided, why not? Why not just go for it? And that's when, you know, I auditioned again, because I had auditioned several times before for the show, and this time it kind of stuck. So now I'm here.
Well, I am so happy that you shared that information as part of your life, because you probably know there's not many 24-year-olds out here are thinking responsibly like you did at the time. And so thank you for sharing that. And also thank you for sharing that you tried out for this show several times. So how many times was it? Two, three, what?
Three. I tried two times in New York and one time in Atlanta before this time. And this will be the fourth time, but this time it's stuck, so I don't really count that one.
What do you think made the difference this time around? Or you just obviously you learned a lot from the previous attempt.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's weird with casting. You know, if anybody that's listening has ever auditioned for anything, you can have an incredible audition. And obviously, I mean, I had a mentor tell me that sometimes it's just what the director is looking for in that moment. And if the director wants a kid with a black T-shirt on, you come in with a gray T-shirt on, that may be the deciding factor between, you know, a role on Broadway, you know, and no role on Broadway, or a role on The Voice.
Oh, we lost him. We only get 10 minutes. With our guest from The Voice, as we all know. They were very generous. They actually gave me 15 minutes, but Darius Scott from Team Pharrell, thank you so much for sharing some insight about your journey to this show. It's an amazing, incredible opportunity. And for those of you who are listening out there, you heard him say it. This is really his fourth attempt to make it on this show, and man, has he ever made it. He is here. He is at this point. He's advancing and moving on, and but he's very practical, too. He has, he maintained a job, a very successful job, it sounds like. So this is a good story, very good story, and so I hope, myself included, we all can learn from Darius Scott's insight as to how he has gotten to where he is on The Voice four times, three times the charm, in his case, four times the charm. Okay, that is going to do it for this morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show. We're going to continue the love of our chats with contestants from The Voice starting this coming Monday and Tuesday, November 2 and November 3. Man, I can't believe it's already November. But anyway, we will continue to chat with even more of the advancing singers who have advanced up to this level. So Monday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, we'll be doing it all over again. So we hope that you, first of all, have a really safe, really fun-filled Halloween weekend. Don't hurt yourself out there. Be careful of the drinking. Be careful of the driving. Be careful of the candy and, you know, just and watch your kids. You know, make sure, it's a shame we have to say this every year, but watch what your little babies eat and drink, because there are some really evil, mean people out here who mean nothing but harm to innocent little kids. So don't think twice. Don't think you're being overly protective. You're just doing what a parent should do. You know, a lot of these morning shows talk about helicopter parents and it's not good. Listen, I had a helicopter parent. Come on. Lots of us did. So that's Halloween. It's a different era. It's a different time in the world. And you got a lot of mean-spirited, evil people out there. And our job as adults and then your job as a parent, foremost, is to keep your child as safe as possible, please. So let Halloween be fun for yourself and the babies out there. And we will see you guys Monday on another edition of Film Festival Radio Show. So take care, and thank you, Darius Scott, for being our guest. We'll see you guys on Monday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.